Meditation is one of the ways that as Catholics and as Christians we can pray. And one of the fruits of meditations are questions. Questions that we ask about scenes that no one has ever asked, that people don't always talk about. And so I have a lot of questions about Holy Week. Why did it happen like this? What was the timeline? How did we even get here? What happened on Palm Sunday? What was that all about? All these questions and more, things that I've been meditating on, and I will share the fruit of those with you. Please join me in today's video. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is a channel uniquely Mary, and my name is Alvaro, and it is always a pleasure to be here with you. This is Wednesday of Holy Week, famously known as Spy Wednesday. I'll put a description here about what that even is. I didn't hear about that until some time ago, and I thought, Spy Wednesday, what are we talking about? Is this James Bond or something like that? So if you don't know why it has that name, I will just brief. Basically, it has to do with the readings on this day always have to do with Judas, that he was looking for a way to catch Jesus, to turn him into the religious authorities. So it was sort of, at least in the readings, the day that he really accepts that temptation that Satan puts to him, and he says, yep, I'm going to turn in my Lord. So today is a day something of sadness, but unlike Judas, it is not too late for us. So in many different levels, first of all, it's not too late for us to have the best Lent of our lives. You can turn around and have the most amazing last 3 or 4 days of Lent, these last days of Holy Week. You can give them all to the Lord and have just as much fruit as if you'd given the whole thing. Do it. So if you've been lazy this Lent, turn around and give the rest to Jesus. It will be awesome. You will not regret it. But also, unlike Judas, who committed the sin of despair, which was his worst sin, not just betraying Jesus, but despairing that Jesus wouldn't forgive him. We, no matter how much we have sinned against Jesus, he will forgive us. If he says, forgive your brother 77 times 7, or 7 times 7, or however many times he tells us that we should forgive, it's because he forgives us that amount, and so much more. So never despair. That's the most important message. But also, today I want to talk about some things I've been thinking about leading up to Holy Week. And these things are not explained. Okay. So this is a timeline. I want you to follow with me. And I'm going to try to put some of the scriptures here or somewhere. Please follow with me. These are some things that have been churning in my mind. So 2 weeks before the resurrection, 2 weeks before Jesus dies. So first of all, we have this broken family. We have Mary Magdalene, who is possibly a prostitute, for sure, a major sinner. One of the Pharisees says that is a sinful woman, and the sense is that there are some sexual sins there. So Mary Magdalene, who is a sinful woman, and then we have Lazarus, who is a sickly, possibly old man, so he has health issues. And then Martha, who has anxiety issues. So you have this broken family with all these problems. Sexual immorality, anxiety, health issues. I mean, come on, that's America 2021, right? So we can relate to this family. So we have this broken family, and they're kind of at the center of the very end. In the Gospel of John, he has been giving us these different signs that are converting people so that they can believe in Jesus. These signs that point to Jesus being the Lord. The greatest and the last sign is the resurrection of Lazarus, or the raising of the dead. Better yet, the raising of the dead of Lazarus. So this is the timeline. 2 weeks before, on a Thursday, Lazarus has been sick. He's been sick for several days. Probably Thursday was his last supper, his last meal. He sends out for Jesus and says, "Come, I'm sick. You're our friend. Jesus, come and heal me. Heal me." Jesus does not take the invitation right away. He waits because he has a greater purpose. So Lazarus, sick Thursday, sick through Thursday night. Friday morning, he's sick, and he probably dies around the same time that Jesus dies on Good Friday, which would be 2 weeks later at 3 p.m. So he's prefiguring Jesus. Lazarus dies. Saturday is a day for the Jews. It's the Sabbath. They cannot do work, so they have to bury Lazarus on that Friday. They bury him in a cave. They roll the tomb. He's in there Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, which is the first day of the week for the Jewish people. For us, it's the day of rest. And Jesus arrives on Sunday. Jesus arrives on Sunday, so like 3 days late, and that's why they say he's been in the tomb for 3 days. So Jesus waited for two reasons. One is because he wanted for it to be indisputable that he was doing this amazing miracle. Not just died a few hours ago, not just died a few minutes ago, but he's been dead for 3 days. No one in history has ever attempted this or accomplished this type of miracle. So that's one thing. The second reason is because Sunday is a significant day, and I will tell you at the end, you have to stay till the end, for me to tell you why Jesus chose Sunday to resurrect. Very, very, very important for us to kind of understand this. So Jesus arrives early in the morning, towards the beginning of the day. That way we have a whole day. Jesus probably arrived around sunrise because he wanted there to be a connection between rising sun, rising Lazarus. He wants this connection of light. He wants even the earth, the physicalness of the earth, to mirror this majestic miracle. You like that? Maybe that should be the title of the video. This majestic miracle that he's about to do. He gets there and he has this profound conversation with Martha, which will be fulfilled in 2 weeks. They're talking about the raising Lazarus from the dead. And Jesus is basically asking Martha, "Do you believe that I can raise him from the dead?" And she's like, "Yeah, you know, he's going to be raised from the dead at the end of time. And I believe in that." And but Jesus kind of changes it and he says, "No, it's not just I can raise him from the dead, but I am the resurrection. Not just I can raise this guy from the dead, I am the resurrection." And I'm going to tell you later why that's a significant statement. Why it was not enough for Jesus to just say, "I will raise your brother." So he goes to the tomb, and to kind of everyone's doubts, and they have never seen this before, he raises Lazarus. This spectacular miracle happens that no one has ever seen ever to this degree. That happens Sunday morning. The gossip goes out throughout the whole region. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so you've got like four, and Thursday, like 5 days of pure gossip. Healing, miracle, 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 raised from the dead. Can you imagine the commotion that this had? And then we get to the Thursday before the high feast of Passover for the Jews. This was a feast that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Jews, come into Jerusalem. So Jesus basically did a miracle before a ton of people were about to arrive. He had very good timing. He had very good timing. He was going to draw some attention to himself when everyone was rushing towards Jerusalem. So it was very intentional how God placed all of those things. So all the Jews are arriving. They're coming to Passover, but not just to Passover, because they've heard the gossip that Jesus has raised this guy who was dead for 3 days from the dead. That Thursday is the day that St. Mary Magdalene anointed Jesus. Now, it's in four different Gospels, and it's really confusing because the Gospel writers don't have the information all exactly clear. So apparently he was having a dinner at the house of the Pharisee Simon. So that's the guy who was hosting. Lazarus was reclining at table. So he was not hosting. He was basically kind of like a guest of honor because everyone wanted to see the guy that had been raised. And that's probably the same dinner that Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. She had anointed his head with this oil that was like 300 days worth of salary. And Martha was stressed out trying to help out with everything. You know, and this is connecting to my previous video that Mary Magdalene was giving this lavish loving pouring out on Jesus because she had had seven demons cast out of her. Martha had had her anxiety healed. And most of all, her brother Lazarus had been raised from the dead. So they're all celebrating, partying Thursday before the high feast of Passover, where everyone is coming in. And then other people weren't able to be to the party, but everyone is rushing towards Jerusalem wanting to see Jesus. The next day is his entry into Jerusalem, the next day on Friday. So even though we celebrate Palm Sunday, let me suggest to you that he did not come in on Palm Sunday. He came to you that Friday. Why? There's a scene in John, he says, 6 days before the Passover. So 6 days before the Passover, so 6 days being Friday. The way that the Jews count is kind of interesting. Passover was on a Friday. 6 days prior would have been the previous Friday. So that day, everyone is basically having a parade and a celebration for this miracle. So I'm in Houston, and when the Houston Astros won, they won the World Cup. Sorry, they won the World Series. I'm sorry, I'm not very good at sports. They won the World Series. There's massive celebration. Same thing. Jesus does this massive miracle. That's why they had the entry into Jerusalem with palms. Why did they have the entry into Jerusalem with palms? Because they were celebrating the miracle that Jesus had done. And they were saying, yes, this is the sign. We'll take it. He's our president. He's our king. We love him. Full allegiance to him. And that whole week is just electric because people are praising Jesus and it is an amazing week. That's also the high point of the envy of Jesus' enemies. So that Friday before Passover was the beginning of the end because people now are fully convinced and they're willing to lay down their palms, which is kind of like voting. When you lay down your palms and you lay down your cloth, it's a way of saying, we pledge our allegiance to you because you have proven yourself beyond the shadow of a doubt to be the Lord, the Messiah is here. So can you imagine? So 2 weeks out, he heals Lazarus. The gossip spreads. Thursday, they have a big party. People are all coming in about a week before the high feast of Passover, and they're all celebrating Jesus because of what he had just done. And now we have Holy Week, which begins on Friday. Saturday's a day of rest. That's why they didn't have the procession into Jerusalem on Saturday. And then Sunday's the beginning of the work week. And so then it begins Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So now when we get to what we call Holy Thursday, it's mirroring what happened 2 weeks ago. They had a Last Supper for Lazarus. They have a Last Supper for Jesus. And then things get crazy. He gets betrayed. Jesus is murdered the next day. He dies, just like Lazarus died 2 weeks earlier. They put him in the tomb that day because they can't do it the next day since it's not a day of work, Saturday. Are you following with me? So Jesus is in the tomb Friday, and he rises on Sunday, 3 days in the tomb according to Jewish counting. So two things that I want to bring in. Okay, why was it important that Jesus said, I am the resurrection? Because for this reason, because if Jesus had said, I resurrect, then could he have resurrected himself if he was dead? No. If you heal, you can't heal yourself if you're dead. Yeah, like being dead makes it difficult to heal yourself. But if you say, I not only heal, I am healing, then you can heal yourself if you're dead. And that's what Jesus was saying. When he was saying, I am the resurrection, he was saying, I own resurrection. Resurrection and I are one. I am God. I am resurrection. When I die, I will resurrect myself. That's the significance. So when Jesus was raised from the dead, they knew he did it. They knew that he was God. They knew that he was the resurrection. He wasn't being resurrected by someone. He was doing it to himself, meaning he had full authority over his resurrection. Who can have full authority over the resurrection? Only God. That would have convinced every Jewish person who was open to it beyond the shadow of a doubt. So that's the first thing. The second thing, why did Jesus pick Sunday to resurrect? And it's for this reason. Because what's the first day of creation? Go back to Genesis. What was the first day of creation? What's the first day of the week? If the last day of the week is Saturday, the day of rest, what's the first day of the week? The first day of the creation, the first day where God says, let there be light. Let life and existence begin. You guessed it, Sunday. That's why. So Jesus resurrected, raised from the dead Lazarus and resurrected himself on Sunday because he wanted to start a new creation. Redoing what had been done in Genesis, he does back in the Gospels there. Isn't that awesome? So that's the two-week timeline going back, connecting what was Palm Sunday, which actually happened on a Friday, what was that all about? It was about celebrating Lazarus's raising from the dead, the biggest miracle anyone had ever seen. And it was to help people understand and make a connection between that miracle and really the greatest miracle, the resurrection. He wanted them to have in his mind, that power that you saw me have, I can do it for me. I could do it for you. I could do it for anybody. My friends, think about these things. When you read the Gospels, when you go to the Triduum, when you think about Holy Week, think about these details because they matter. They show how God is in the details. All these little nuances, God is present. I hope this video was informative. Please pray for this channel. Support it. I always put links to different ways that you can support it. Pray for every Christian and Catholic YouTuber that we may flood this beautiful medium, that we may flood it with content such as this. God bless you and have a beautiful Holy Week.